People, welcome to Talk Time with Teddy, and this is your favorite girl, Teddy Chi.
Today on the show, I'm going to be speaking about God's love. So before I go right into it, I'm going to read the first paragraph from the book, An Escape into the Calm, chapter 1. First off, I want you to, you know, have this in at the back of your mind, or just have this at the top of your head every time and every second of the day. God carries your picture in his wallet. That's a quote by Tony Campolo. Always remember that God carries your picture in his wallet. So the first paragraph from the first chapter reads, as humans, we often see our relationship with God as dictatorial, where we are only taught his ways and are expected to submit to him without question. So, we worship him in a set way, never quite grasping how responsive he is to our yearnings, his creation. But the truth is, even though he is our creator, he longs to have a relationship with us, with total involvement in every aspect of our lives. That is beautiful. I remember from the last episode, which was the preface, where I was, you know, speaking about God's love and how he's always there, how he's ever present in our lives, and how it's not an obligation to serve him. Like, he doesn't force you. And I also mentioned in the previous podcast that I'll use he, quote unquote, just to avoid confusion. I suggest that you go listen to that, the previous podcast, because I said a lot in there. So moving on, it's like you and I know, it's like we know that he's there. You know, even if we do not acknowledge him, we know in our hearts that he is there, and he's always coming through for, like, he comes through for you and I, even when we don't ask him. He makes himself known, but he will not force you. He's not going to force you. You get me? He's not going to force you. Like, the way that we have been taught to serve God, or the way the God that most people, the way most people see God, rather, is a God that you have to serve, you know, like this, you have to pray to him, you have to do this, you have to do that. If you don't do it like this, he's going to punish you. That's very, very wrong. You know, a lot of us have to unlearn what we've been taught about God and just get to know him for ourselves. I was listening to a message by, you know, my man of God, my mentor, Pastor Chris Akilome, and he was saying that, I think it was the first Sunday of January, in January rather, where he said Christianity is not a religion, and that's what most Christians make the mistake. Christianity is not a religion. It is a personal relationship with God. It is your personal relationship with God. But a lot of Christians have, you know, the way that they've been taught, the way their forefathers and their fathers taught them, they also just passed that down to us, and, you know, we just carried it like that, you know. And that's wrong. That's not who God is. You know, he's not a dictator. If anything, he's your best friend. If anything, he's your companion, he's your teacher, he's your He's the love of your life, literally. He's always there for you, you get me? And you know, while I was reading chapter 1, a song came to mind. I've been around the world, I've never seen love like this. I know it's not it's not a gospel song, but you know, it just came to mind. Like, I've been around the world and I've never seen a love like this. Who am I where you could give me love like this? I never see anyone where give me love like this. Like, it's not a gospel song, I know, but you know, you can understand where I'm coming from, because you know the song, there's no one like Jesus. I'm laughing because I'm singing it. I'm so sorry. But yeah, you know that song, right? I walked and walked and searched, there's no one, right? You move, you go. For someone like me, right, I've always been a runner. I've always been running from God. And you know, it's a story for another day, which I would share my testimony. But you know, I've run and I've realized, like, running, and I realized that, fam, you're just running in circles. Like, just stop, okay? Just freaking stop. And no matter how much I've run, or no matter how far I think I have run away from God, just imagine you're running from point A to point B, and you're running from point A, running away from God from point A, and you meet him in point B. You get what I mean? So it's like I'm running and running, and I just keep meeting him at every point. And then you have to just come to the realization that, come, fam, it's God. He loves you, okay? And his plans for you are of good and not of evil, you know, to give you an expect, to give us an expected end. And he can do far above, exceedingly, abundantly, more than what we can ever imagine. You know, like, we're out here thinking, oh, I want to build a skyscraper. You know, I want to have an aeroplane or a flight, whatever. You know, I don't know how people's dreams are. But then God is just, hypothetically, just imagine with me, right? And you're out here thinking, I want to build a skyscraper, I want to do this, I want to do that. And God is saying he wants to build, like, he wants to give you something much more than that. Okay, you know, build a high rise. I was going to say, you want to build a high rise building, but then God is planning, or God's plan for you is a skyscraper with a jet that lands on, you know, it's called a helipad, right? that's what I'm trying to say. You get the picture, right? So you're out here thinking, you know, something of something very minute and very small, and you're like, oh, you know, and his thoughts for you are far more than you can ever imagine. So I hope I did not digress from God's love. No, I don't think I did. So oftentimes, right, we hear whispers, we hear words, we hear statements in our hearts that uplift us, you know, and but we just shut it out. We shut it down because we feel we're not worthy. We tell ourselves, I beg, stop, cut that, I beg, what's the thing with that one now? Cut it out, please. Like, we convince ourselves that it's impossible for God to be whispering these sweet praises to us. And we shrug it off, you know, we call it pride. You know, we could call it, you know, you overthink calm, or you know, there's just always something. But have you ever wondered, could it be that I please God enough? Or could it be that he truly loves me this much? Yes, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He loves you. He sacrificed his only begotten Son, his only Son, Jesus Christ, just so that you and I can be saved. Please tell me what other love is bigger or greater than that. I'll wait. You get me? So when I think about God's faithfulness and his mercy in my life, I always like to use myself as an example, because I feel like as a runner who is always running, God is so faithful, and he's always showing me how much he loves me. Like, I've lost my mind twice in Lagos State, although I've left Lagos State, Nigeria. I've left that city because it's not me that's going to drown. It's not me that we die. God forbid, I will not die but live to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in my life. But you get me, guys. Like, I've lost my mind twice in that city, and I was delivered. I was saved, and it's like, who did it? How? I was kidnapped. I was saved. How? You know, it was like, I would eventually share my testimony in a better way, but that's not the point of this podcast. The point of this podcast is to you know, actually, that's the point of the podcast, if we actually dip it, because by sharing my story, by sharing my testimony, I'm at the same time giving you like a vivid picture of God's love. You know, through me, you can understand God's love, right? So when I think about God's faithfulness and mercy in my life and how he's been there through it all, I begin to cry. Like, I tear up. Like, even when I'm worshiping him and when I'm in that mood of worship, I'm just like, fam, who am I? Who I be? Because, like, you know, like a pastor in church where she was sharing her story as well as to how, you know, she got called and God's faithfulness in her life, and she's like, who am I? And I picked that up, and you know, it wasn't a mistake, like, oh, she don't talk more, no, like, who am I though? Who am I? Who I be that he would love me this much, that that he's always there? Niggas, like, I'm so sorry, forgive me, guys. I legit burst into tears whenever I think about God's faithfulness and his love on my life, or in my life, upon my life. Because nobody say nami righteous pass or nami pay my tithe pass, but there's just this assurance, you know. Like, I know you're probably listening to me and you're wondering, how do I get closer to God? How do I grow my intimacy with him? From the book, right, Bukola suggests that you start by embracing the Holy Spirit, you know, and that is first giving your life to Christ. Being a born-again Christian, you have to first believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for you and I. You have to first believe that God gave us his son to die. You have to first believe it in your heart and then confess it. Once you surrender wholly to this unknown higher power, quote and unquote, you automatically kickstart your relationship with Yeshua. I always call him Yeshua. I always call him Jah. I'm calling him God, Yahweh, Jehovah Jireh. There's a lot of names. So when you start a relationship with God, that's an automatic invitation to the Holy Spirit. When you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for our sins, the Son of God, and he died, and you confess with your mouth, you automatically invite the Holy Spirit into your life. And even when we do not acknowledge his presence, right, he stays close. I was studying the Bible, and I stumbled on Romans 4. Well, I didn't stumble on it, but, you know, I read Romans 4 verse, during Bible study, basically, Romans 4 verse 4 to 5, and I think it says something about an ungodly man's faith is equivalent to righteousness, you know. So basically, God's grace and mercy is so humongous that an ungodly man's faith is equivalent to righteousness, because God treats it as such. Do you understand? Like, even when you do not acknowledge the Holy Spirit, or you don't acknowledge God in your life, just because, say, you get faith, small faith like this, it's equivalent to righteousness. Like, when I read it, right, I was like, God forgive me. I was like, what the? Come on. Like, why? How can you be so... why are you so massive? Why are you so... why are you so nice? What's that? You know? Because it's like... So we now that have given our life to Christ. What are you trying to tell us? You know? But that's it. I mean, that's what they say. God no be man. Or is it man cannot be God, or God cannot be man. God is not man. And man cannot even be God, you know. God cannot even be man, you know. I don't know how we say that, but you get the point, right? So even when we don't acknowledge his presence, don't acknowledge, you know, him at all, he stays close to us, he helps us, he supports us, he guides us. You like, oh my God, there's the part of the Bible that says, for a soul that I'm not really sure how to quote this right, but it says something about the heaven rejoices for one soul that gives their life to Christ, you know, one soul that comes back to God, other than the 99 that do not even, you know, that do not care, or that, I don't know how that verse goes, but you know, the point is, just come back to God, basically. I know there are a lot of us right now that have lost our way. There are a lot of us who are trying to find our way. There are lots of us who are trying to get closer to God. There are a lot of us who are trying to grow our intimacy with Him. Prayers, right? You are not unworthy, you know. Like I read in John 3:16, I quoted John 3:16. That's like, if you ever for once feel like you are not worthy, or he doesn't love you, or you've sinned so much, the verse of the Bible says, whether your skin be as red as crimson or scarlet, he would wash it and clean it white. He will make it as white as snow. So even if you did feel like, say, your sin be as snow, fam, no. Once you come back to him and you confess your sins to him, you're good. Honestly, it's that simple. But people don't get it. People feel like, oh, God is angry at me. Oh no, I can't talk to God. No. He's ever ready. His arms are just open wide, and he's saying to you, I've been waiting for you. Please come. Like, you know when you go somewhere and you meet the person is waiting for you at the door, and he's like, I've been expecting you, I've been waiting for you, please come in, you know. And you're like, oh wow, okay, you know, just, that's exactly how God is right now. His arms are open and he's like, please come, I've been waiting for you, welcome, you know. So just come back to God, basically. So like I said earlier, do not forget the quote that I read of Tony Campolo, God carries your picture in his wallet. Every time, or anytime that you feel sad, or you feel lonely, or you feel alone, just know that he's there with you. He's always, always there with you. God loves you. He does. He loves you. He does. So I'm going to read to close my preaching for the day. I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs from chapter 1. So I'm going to read the first paragraph, well, paragraph 7, and then 6, and then 8. So, the God who created the universe, the most remarkable being ever, loves you beyond imagination. Even though billions of people populate this earth, he chose to love you personally. He is mindful of you and wants to share in your life's story. When you understand that God loves you regardless of your shortcomings, you don't fear that your failings will make him love you less. Because he cannot love you. He will never love you less. Never. And finally, never doubt that. Never doubt God's love for you. Look at the mirror today. The image that's staring back at you is loved by the Most High, and he adores you and wants to have a lasting relationship with you. Give it a thought, guys. Give it a thought. That's it. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to me. If you got to this point, I love you. I love you. Thank you so much. Do not forget to follow me on Instagram at TTWT, which is Talk Time with Teddy. Let me know your thoughts. And until later, you know it's a vibe on TTWT. So join the tribe. Peace, guys, and have a wonderful, wonderful week.